The Testament reading is from Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10, and this helped guide us in Mexico. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. The word of the Lord.
Hi, I'm Allie. I'm a senior at Hexham High School, and this sweet summer I went to Mexico, and this is my experience. Love, sweat, and tears is what it took of me. 1 week, 18 people, and temperatures over 90 degrees every day. My Mexico mission trip was one for the books. The sweat emphasized how sultry it is closer to the equator you are. With hours of work and sunshine on our strong backs, we pushed through our task of building a school. Taking a break in the shade of the partially constructed cement school, I looked around and couldn't help myself but to smile. Even though the group of high schoolers and adults were all going through our own internal battles, we were there on the forefront of one giant one. Putting together a permanent part of an everlasting school that would educate kids for generations and generations down the line. Even with the sweat and stink radiating off our tired bodies, our hearts and souls were being replenished and renewed for our hard work. God had seen our dedication and lifted us up and all the workers. The hot tears falling down from my tired eyes reminded me of how little I knew about the future. We were building a school, a university no less, but what about mine? I simply felt like a pawn in the game of life after finding out that I got a low score on my ACT, and that could put me in some college where I knew I wasn't, meant to be. I knew I was better than that. My dad accidentally told me my score on the fifth day of the Mexico mission trip. I simply nodded and knew to move on and push it aside. I was in Mexico for three reasons: to embrace another culture completely, to build a school so hundreds of people could get an opportunity that they only dreamed about before, and to feel God's presence, not only in myself, but in others. I simply couldn't think about myself and my future, but that night I couldn't hold it in anymore. In my beautifully handmade hammock, swinging softly to the rhythm of the fans overhead, I couldn't help myself but to feel bad. I knew for a fact that getting a heart-wrenchingly low score wouldn't get me into the college I so desired. And because of one test, my life would be over. I would never become the artist I knew I was meant to be. But how silly and selfish to think that. I was not alone in my moment of anxiety. Being surrounded by such awe-inspiring people, swinging around me in hammocks, sound asleep, put me at peace. I was determined. God's light filled me up, and I knew what I had to do. Not only would I retake it, but I would succeed. If not for me, for them. Without love in my heart, I would have made it through that week. Loving is easy for me. My open heart allows me to do so. So from the adorable kids in the town we entertained nightly, I couldn't understand the locals, thanks to my decision to learn French instead of Spanish, to my peers, friends, and family that surrounded me that week. Joanna was her name, the girl I clicked with quickest. Her genuine smile was utterly contagious, making my time with her unimaginably fun. My heart bubbling with light every moment. Her passion for sidewalk chalk and beating me in silent games of tic-tac-toe was admirable and pushed me and my love for kids further. I saw God's creation right in front of me, and I saw him shining through her. Leaving her was the hardest, with the bond of our temporary butterfly tattoos and permanent bond of love and laughter. But I knew with the work our church and I did that week, we had sent her to a more promising future. I knew she wasn't the only one heading in the right direction with a future of opportunities. Our church has been going to Leona Vicario for over 15 years, and when I went for my first time this summer, I truly saw God, God's creation through God's creatures, making a future so promising for my new friends in Mexico. I saw God's work through my friends as they worked their heads off, and strongly recommend this adventure of a lifetime to anyone on the fence about it. You will learn so much about yourself and your capabilities you never knew you had. And you learn about God and what his true gifts to the world are, big and small. You can make a difference. Amen.